Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing, as you open your eyes to a new day, to see the dawn of a new day. Don't put any other thing before God. Hear first from Him. Pray and receive divine direction for the day. Welcome also to Friday, day 5 in the 6th month. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Day 5. 5 is God's number for grace. Then the 6th month. The 6th month is significant. It was in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy that the angel Gabriel announced the birth of Jesus Christ. See that in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now get ready. I prophesy your divine visitation and fulfillment of God's promises for you is happening this month. Virgin Mary was given the good news in the 6th month. Pull your right ear a little and hear this. I decree and declare you will hear good news this month. From far and near, from expected and unexpected persons and places, you will hear good news. Who is this? Your application will receive a favorable reply and response. All pregnant women, listen to me today. Lay your hand on your tummy and let me pray. You shall carry this pregnancy to term and deliver with ease. Then waiting mothers also, lay your right hand on your tummy. Mothers and fathers can stand in the gap for their waiting children by laying hand on your own tummy for them as well, as I prophesy. I speak with authority and anointing. Every waiting womb, receive power to conceive. I say receive power to conceive. Contrary to medical opinion, you will conceive and deliver your baby or babies. God will start for you with a set of twins, a boy and a girl. Say amen. Someone is owing debt, disturbing debt, embarrassing debt. You owe some people, you owe your bank or your place of work. That debt shall be settled supernaturally. Do this. Look for a currency note of any denomination around you there. Hold it or raise it up. All applicants, I mean job seekers, do the same. Take a currency, hold it or raise it up. How you lost a job, look for a paper. Anyone that lost a job, hold it up. You are holding your new employment letter. Far, far better than the one you lost. I prophesy, debts be paid off supernaturally. God will do beyond your expectation. Job seekers, behold, your new employment is knocking at your door. All of you, send your testimonies when these prophetic prayers start receiving answers, for they shall surely win very, very soon. June 5 celebrant, receive your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall live your whole life in joy, in good health, and in fulfillment. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's see how many issues time will allow us to treat today. First one. Good evening, my spiritual father and my spiritual siblings. Sir, you said some time ago that any retiree that paid tithe throughout the time he or she was in service, that such retirees does not need to pay tithe again on his or her gratuity and pension. Please, I need more clarification on this, sir. Thank you. Wow. What I said was this. For a salary earner, correct tithe is on gross pay, your gross salary. The whole pay, including deductions such as tax, pension fund, corporation, union fee, etc. If a retiree pay tithe on gross income all the way on retirement, he or she does not need to pay tithe again on pension, which was legitimate earning, but was deducted and kept for you to be drawing after retirement. You don't tithe twice on the same income, except you choose to, for which God will bless you. But if the pension has generated interest, which is now a new income added to the pension that have been kept away for you, then you ought to pay tax on the new income, which is the interest. Tithe should be paid on gratuity. Gratuity is a lump sum payment by an employer as a reward and appreciation of long, faithful, and meritorious service. So it is a new income. Tithe should be paid on gratuity. Is it clear now? Be blessed. Next. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPG family. Please, sir, after praying for financial help and assistance from God, does asking for help from one or two persons close to you means lack of faith and trust in God? Wow, not necessarily so, especially if you have a nudging in your spirit that God wants you to ask them. When we pray to God on any issue, God has different ways of answering our prayers, just like the issue of divine healing. Most times, healings happen after prayer without any medical aid. It just happened miraculously. At other times, God allows medical doctors to render their help. Both are still God's intervention. What is unacceptable is becoming a habitual beggar, even after praying to God. When you have a witness in your heart or your spirit to mention your financial needs to one or two persons close to you, as you said here, it will not be a sin. The litmus test is this. If it is God that nudged your heart and put their name in your heart, then they hardly will say no. Because God that mentioned them to you will have also mentioned you to them or made their heart ready to give. Next. Good morning, sir. Thank you for always teaching and counseling us with wisdom. Please, sir, I have been dating this guy for almost 2 years now, and none of his family members know about me. Though he's been talking about marriage, should I be concerned? I have raised this issue about 3 times with him, and he keeps saying I should calm down and bear with him. Wow. Yes, you should be concerned. In fact, you should be disturbed. Obviously, there is something is hiding. If a young man is promising marriage to a girl, and he will not be happy to know your own parent and people, and also take you to his parent and his people, then there is fire on the mountain. This will likely break your heart. There may be someone else is considering or is already committed. Don't waste your time with this guy. Hope you have not started going to bed affairs with him. If he will not take you to his people this week or in the next few days, please block his number. God has just shown you who will not be your husband. Listeners, this counsel for this young lady is for all young girls and guys. Listeners, are you being blessed? Please let me hear from you. Tomorrow is our Holy Communion Service Day. Prepare here on phone, telegrams, and WhatsApp, and also on Prayer Hub, YouTube, and Facebook, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. This month has ended. If you are a tither, monthly tither, to God, through this commission, do so as soon as you are able, both personal and corporate tithe. So victory seed also. Someone gave a powerful testimony here, that after sowing a seed, a tagged victory seed, a major breakthrough happened. What are the major issues you are believing God for? Sow a victory seed connected to them. A victory seed starts from 5,005 naira or whatever God lays in your heart or you are able to do. Also, our battle seed and thanksgiving seed. Whichever one your faith connects with, God does not owe anyone. Your seed and your sacrifice will not go unnoticed. However, tithe and seed sowing in this commission is voluntary. No one is forced or coerced, begged or compelled to do any. We teach the truth, encourage people to give, to sow seed and sacrifice, but do not force anyone to do so. God loves a cheerful giver. TPGF UK conference is counting down. Now, it is Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20, few days time. All TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, in Europe, all of us in Nigeria, in Africa, in America, who have our loved ones in UK, Manchester area, or London, please encourage them to attend. Conference is free, but registration to know how many people are coming for planning and logistics are very important. Two telephone numbers to send a chat and confirm your coming. Adeola on 074-111-28401 and Franklin on 079-1789-7088. Confirm your coming. I am coming with God's anointing, with God's grace, with anointed mantle. I'm coming to teach, to preach, answer your question, lay hand on you, do impartation, bring all issues before the Lord. Testimony will follow. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will see you through. The grace of God will multiply in your life. God will send men in form of angels and angels in form of men to bless you. Your life will not lack divine help. Anybody that is sick now, touch the place. You are healed. Rise up and start doing what you couldn't do before. Testimonies will follow these impartation and prayers. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Femi Emmanuel is my name. I love you. Have a great day.